From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Protesters turned out in the Saudi Arabian village of Al-Awamiya today, chanting down with the Saud after the execution of a prominent Shiite cleric critical of Saudi Arabia's royal family, and 46 other people were executed as well. Sheikh Nimr al-Nimra was a widely revered Shiite Muslim cleric who was convicted by Saudi courts in 2014 on sedition and other charges. The U.S. had warned his death would only add to regional tensions. The protests are now taking place in several other countries, including Iraq, India, and the United Kingdom. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The Saudi news channel Al-Akhbariya read the names of the 47 men executed, most of whom were alleged Sunni militants. The inclusion of a top Shiite religious figure, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, provoked a regional and international backlash. Saudi Interior Ministry spokesman Mansour bin Turki insisted that the executions were justified and that they were carried out in accordance with accepted practices. He says that 43 of the executed men had blood on their hands and that they were executed in the presence of witnesses, including a doctor. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Obama administration says it needs more time before it can move to impose new sanctions on Iran over its ballistic missile program, making the statement from Hawaii, where the president is vacationing with his family. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani Thursday ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's missile program in defiance of the threat of new sanctions. U.S. officials say Iran has fired two ballistic missiles, one in October, one in November. This is VOA News.